Viter in Shasra and Shavuos Daf Lami Test. Begin above, Lamechisim Abayz Barabam in the page. Second to last line, last words on the line, Tanu Rabban, non Shavuos Hadayan, in reference to the Shavuot Hadayan, meaning they go and they cause someone to go and do a Shavuot. Afi Bilashona Nemra. It can be said, B'chol Lashon, says Rashi, B'chol Lashon, Shu, maybe in any language he understands. Ay, Amrim La. So what do they say to him at the time it comes to swear? Have your day out. Let's be clear. You should know something. Beep, turn the page. Shekola Olam Kulo Nizda'aza B'shal Shama Kodesh Baruch Hu B'sinei Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Alokecha L'shav. The entire world shook when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the words, do not say, take the name of Hashem in vain. V'chol aveiro sheba Torah, ne'amar ben v'nakei. And it says by all aveiros that are in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cleanse a person from if they do this aveira. V'chan ne'amar lo yinakei. But over here it says that it will not be cleansed. I mean, someone who says Hashem's name in vain. V'chol aveiros sheba Torah nifron mimenu. And all of the aveiros of the Torah, if someone has to get the smackdown for it, so it's something which is direct. Nifarim yimenu, they're taken from him, not from his family. But here, someone who's a false oath, who the smackdown is on him and on his family. Shenemer al titein espicha lachati es bisarecha. Let not be your mouth bring guilt upon your flesh. What does that mean? It's only talking about your relatives. Shenemer, the pasuk says, "Umi b'sarcha lo sasalim." Do not ignore your flesh. V'chol aver shabatar nefrad mimenu, v'kan mimenu mikola olam kulo. We also know that all averos, you know, if someone does him wrong, there's going to be a smackdown. He's got to deal with it directly. But over here, when it comes to this false oath, it's from him and from the entire world. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, alo v'chachesh, swearing and lying. And the pasuk that's right afterwards, it goes on to explain the general destruction. It says Gemara, ve'ima ad da'avid lehu l'kulhu. Maybe we should say that this destruction is not going to happen unless a nation commits all of the averus that are brought up in that pasuk. How are you going to learn out that it's only because of swearing falsely? Like if you look in the pasuk itself, what does the Halakha pasuk says? Say, it says, "Alo v'chashech v'rotzoach v'gano v'nov paratzu v'dabim b'dabim ago." And there's a lot going on over there. It's not just talking about one little thing over there. It's talking about a person who's involved with many bad things: swearing, lying, murdering, stealing, adultery, and that kind of stuff. Now, you wouldn't have think that it's going to suffer only if all of them are done. The pasuk says, because of false swearing, the land mourned. Therefore, the land mourns. And all who dwell within it will languish. Right, so we see over here, the mourning of the land, and all these things happening over here is coming from just swearing. If he has some sort of schus, then we hold off, and he's going to punish for 2 to 3 generations. But over here, the punishment comes immediately. The pasuk says, Numa Hashem Tzavakos, I've caused the curse to come, says the Lord, says Hashem. Uba El Beis HaGanav, and it's going to come to the house of the Ganav, the thief. El Beis HaNishpa B'Shpil HaShekar, into the house of the one who swears falsely by my name. V'lana B'Tzach B'Yisrael, it's going to dwell, it's going to like rest in his house. V'Kilasu Ves Eitzav Ves Evanav, it's going to destroy him, the wood and the stones of the house. So you understand, really bad to swear. Hotzi Siya. It says the lashon of I've caused the curse to come. La'altar means immediately. Ubal base a ganav, and it comes to the house of the ganav. Zeh goniv das abrios. This is a person who's over on geniv is das. Shein lo mamon itzah chavero. One who doesn't have money against his friend. V'toino masbio, but he demands from him and he causes him to go into swear. But doesn't he really have to? The guy didn't do anything with him. Abis anishma b'shmi l'shakar. Is going to come to the house of who swears falsely by my name? Kimashmo. That's understood very straight up. A false shvua. V'lanav b'tzach b'isav b'kilatav b'zeisav b'ezavanav. It's going to come and he's going to hang out and sleep in that house. Going to rest over there. Destroy him in the house, the wood and the stones. Halamata. Devarim she'in eishu mayim mechalan asan. That even things of fire and water wouldn't normally go and destroy, like the stones of the house. Shvua shekem echal osam, but a false shvua does go and destroy it. If the defendant says, "Eini nishba, I am not going to swear," poten usom miyad, we're going to pat him, excuse me, immediately, and get him out of basin. Rashi is saying that once the defendant leaves basin, he can't change his mind over and ask to swear. So he's immediately going to be chayived to get now go and pay. Yeah, says Rashi, "V'ein mashen usom kan, shol yachsebo, v'al ken yishalim miyad, shekir lo basin." Right, so you have to pay for that concern. V'ma marin places elsewhere, ha'ondum sham omim lo zeh lezeh, that the people there say to each other, "Surinam me'al elokei, let's turn away from near the tents of these wicked people over here." You know why these people are called wicked, right? Rashi says, "Before the command, I'm basically explaining why it is." Ukishemash bein osa, when they go and they have him swear, Omer, the judge says, they say to him, "Have you there? Shelo daitcha anu mash bein oscha. You should know that we're not having you swear based on your own understanding of the shvua. Aladas amalkum. It goes according to that which Hakadosh Baruch Hu has in mind. Aladas beizin and will beizin. Because the person can pull shtick. I'm saying these words, but it means something else." Rashi says, "Ha parish the time and mishum mikanya the rava the parak gimel. We saw this on Daf Chavtas." Right, because the whole story about a person came in and he had in the stick the money, and someone says, "You owe me the money," and he said, "Could you hold my walking stick?" And he says that I don't have the coins, you know, whatever it is. And really, he did have him, but he shattered. He got so mad because he swore he shattered the stick, and they found all the money was inside of there. And that's basic. She came and said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "If I'm a shulik, she says, 'Sir, Allah, how many made so swear?'" He said to them, "Do ki lo adait chamini mishias kam. Now, based on your own das, is something you have in mind. El adas hamakom al daiti and the makom of myself. So Amar, v'lo yitchem lo vatchem, and not with you alone do I establish this covenant and this shavua." Rashi explains, "Klomer," meaning to say, "lo kishatchem b'machshavos levavchem," not like whatever's in your heart. And the pasuk continues after, it goes on and says, the next pasuk, "Kias asher yesh po," rather, "I'm establishing this with those who are before with me, those with us today, here before me today. Ainli elo osanom demal arisin. I only know the people that are arisin that they're now going to be chayav to do this shua. Doris habayim megir min asidin lesgayim. I don't know people in the next generations or even megir is misgayir that they're chayav to it. They weren't there. Tamalomer veis asher in anyone else says and those that." Not with us. Vainly, the mitzvah she kibbled alei marasina. I don't know the mitzvahs there except upon the mitzvah marasina that are going to be chayiv. Mitzvahs asidus aschadus kigol mikra megillah. I don't know the things that are going to be in the future like megillah, which is drabbanan. I don't know that that's going to be included. Tamalom rakimim v'kiblu that they confirmed and they were mekayim and the mekabel. Right, this is found in Megillah Esther. Kimu that they accepted, Masha Kibul Kfar, that which they already took earlier, and therefore they're going to keep this as well. My afi b'lshona nemar. What does it mean when it says the shuos edus? Shvus ha'dayanim may also be said in its own in its own language, because it's not like we learned in the Mishnah. Elu ne'amanu b'chol lashon. These are the type of things that can be said in any language. Parshas Sota, vidoy meiser. Right, that's when a person is giving meiser. They say this. Rashi says b'arti hakodesh. First, Rashi says Parshas Sota, because being osa is real b'lashon she shamas. We have her swear that she didn't do the wrong thing. In a language that she understands. Vidoy Meiser, we have a lashon over there, and also in Lashon Hasen. Kriya Shema, that also can be said in any language that's understood. The Tfila, Ubirchas HaMazon, Ushvuas HaEdos, which is what we just said, Ushvuas HaPikadon, Vikamunami, and we also say, Shvuas HaDayanim, Afhi B'lashon HaNemra, and that's what Shvuas HaDayanim, and that's what we're holding with right now. Shvuas HaDayanim. Amar Mar, Omer Lo, the judges say to him, Have you a day? Shino, Shakol Olam Kulo, Nizdaza, B'shosh HaMakadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Sisa Shem HaShelukach L'Shav. By time, what's the reason why the Shok Ilim, Mishom De'isiyeh, B'sina, 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 there are other things also were said there, Sarah Sadibra, so it didn't shake for those. V'ela, Mishom De'chamira, rather because it is so chamor, it's so stringent, it can't be, U'michamira, is it really that stringent? V'atanan. Or we switch to here, V'atanya, says Mishos HaShas. Elohim Kalos, these are things which are Kal. Asay velosa asay. Someone goes against them, it's asay and a losa say. Chutz milosisa. Chamuros, for the chamuros, zu krisos emisas based in. Velosisa imahim. And this idea of losisa is part of them. So if the world is, let's say, shook at the fact that it announces Isser because of its chumra, it should have trembled at the other Isser. Well, it didn't. So it must not be that that's the reason. Ella kedekatani taima. This is the reason. V'chol avei shabatar nemar behen v'nakei. V'kasher v'kad nemar lo yinakei. V'chol avei shabatar lo nemar behen lo yinakei. Is it really true? V'aksiv v'nakei lo yinakei. But it says that this is a double expression. Hashem will surely not absolve. But the Gemara here is going to explain. Ha-hu. Right, so what do you mean when you said? So my point is, says, lo yinakei, even my other things. No, it says, ha-hu, mi boi lelich Rabbi Elazar, datanya, Rabbi Elazar, omer, iyef, shalom, v'nakei. It's not possible to say that Hashem will absolve, that it's always going to be. Shekvar nemar lo yinakei, it says lo yinakei. Iyef, shalom, lo yinakei, shekvar nemar v'nakei. Okay, so how do we make this? V'nakei hu l'shavim, it's going to go ahead and wipe clean those who do tshuva, rashas v'kan, af l'shavim lo yinakei, b'lo pirayin, is the next one, v'enu menakei l'sheino, Sheinam Shavim, but he's not going to absolve those who do not do tshuva. In reference to somebody who swears falsely, but he will not absolve, is showing that even though the sin of the tshuva, he's not going to be forgiven without going through some sort of pain. That's what Rashi says. Even Vikan Afla Shavim Leinai Kebel Aparon, there has to be some sort of payback. Whoa! Kol Avei Shabbatonim from him, Menu, Vikan Menu, Mishvachto, from him and here from him and his family. Vikol Avei Shabbatonim, Mishvachto, lo, what the rest of them, not to his family? Vakseh, but it says about somebody who does, about a Zara, by Molech, and offers a kid to Molech, for something on Yez, Ponai, by Isha, who Ubi Mishvachto. Vitanya, I'm Rabbi Shimon, and who caught up? Mishpachto mechotos, mechotos. He's saying he did the wrong thing. What about his, what is it? Who said his family sinned? Lomer lecha, I'm telling you, ain't lecha mishpachos sheish bo moches, shein kula mochsin. You're not going to have a family that has a tax collector that's like a schwanznagel, shein kula mochsin. You don't have all them having like that. Sheish bo list him. And there's no family that is a ganav, shein kulam list him. Mipnei, shemechapin alav, because the relatives are going to cover this over. They're going to protect them, and they're protesting what's happening over here, therefore they're also going to be held accountable. So we see, the point is that it's also from anyone who does averus, and not only for somebody who swears falsely, it's going to be for the family. So it's going to be over there, in reference to somebody giving his kids to Molech, giving them over to the fire, the Avodah Zarah. That's Bedina Acharina. The family is afflicted with another punishment, but not the one, the same level that they get. Rashi's Beparanis Kalav, Loparanis Habba'a Lav. Not the same punishment that comes to him, but Hach over here, Bedina Didei. The family gets the punishment that he gets, the same punishment. Get the Tanya, like it says in Ebraisa, by somebody gives his kid to Molech, Rebbe Omer, V'Hechrathi Oso, that I'm going to cut him off. Matam and Lomar, Lefishan, and Rasamti, and Yes Panai. Since it says in that same Pasuk, I will set myself against this person, against his family. Yachal Kol Mishpacha Kula Beikaris, all the Beikaris, Tam and Lomar, Oso, just him. Oso Beikaris, Olo Kol Mishpacha, a Mishpacha Kula Beikaris, and not the entire family is going to get Karis, as opposed to when it comes to the idea of swearing falsely that they're going to get also. Remember, back on the mat, this is what we're telling this person who's about to make a shua. Make sure you know, weigh this carefully. It's just from him, it hears from him and from the entire world. It says, V'chol Avei Shabbatorah. Mikol Olam Lo, and all the other ones, is that the whole world? V'aksiv, says in the Pasuk, V'kashlu ish ba'achiv, and a man will stumble over his brother. Ish ba'avon achiv, which means a man from the sin of his brother. Melam is telling you, Shekol Yisrael, Arevim zebozeh, Arevim go Yisrael, zebozeh, zebozeh, zeklal godol batoiru. Then we're all, we have Arevis one to the next. Peep, turn the page, Abatissima base. So that's a Gemara 9, awesome over there when it's telling you about other people are punished for this person's sin. It's talking about a case where they could have been moche, they could have protested against him, and he didn't protest. And therefore, that they're going to get the smack down. When it comes to a false shavua, that affects even those who could not have stopped it from happening. What's now the difference then between being Rishonim to Mishpachto, the Rishonim of his family, Rishonim to Alma, and that of the world, right? You have the one, or the sinner's family, that concealed what the relative did, and the one of the world, that people were able to protest, but they stopped to do it. Being Tzadikim to Mishpachto, and what's the difference between the Tzadikim of the Mishmuche, right? Those who weren't able to protest, or they weren't listened to, the Tzadikim to Alma, those of the world. Who, and for the Gemara, who, B'shai Averus Bedine, other for other Averus, besides swearing falsely, the sinner is going to have his punishment, whatever his punishment is. They're going to get also, the people of his family are going to get a severe punishment. Not as much as his, you know, for what he did himself. The Rishayim, the Alma, B'din Akal. The Rishayim of the world, they're going to get a relatively light punishment. right? And tzaddike adahacha macha p'tire. But the tzaddikim of both situations, those who are related to those and those who are not, they are going to be off the hook for everything. Gabe shvua, when it comes to shvua, though, who are shayim the mishpacha kedine? The sinner and the wicked of his family are going to get the punishment that he was going to get. Rishayim da'alma b'din chamar, they're going to get something intense, but not at the same level that he's getting. V'sadikim da'achalacha b'din akal, and the tzaddikim in both situations are going to get a lighter type of retribution. Basically, do not swear falsely. Okay. Im amar in yishpah. He says, I'm not swearing. The poacher says, we get him, we kick him out immediately, he has to pay. Im amar in yishpah, I'm going to swear. They say to each other, let's get away from these rishayim over here. When you're saying the rishayim ba'ela, like these plural, sounds like it's both the person who's asking for what's saying, you owe it to me, the tove and the nitva. That's like Surah. Okay, it makes sense that one who's swearing is called a Rasha. He's involved in an Isser. Why is the person who's causing him to swear? Why is he called a Rasha? Kidatanya. Shimon ben Tarfon Omer. Shavuos Hashem, Tia Bein Shnehem. The Torah says that a Shavuos of Hashem will be between the two of them. Malame Chachal Shavuah al Shnehem. It's saying that the punishment for the Shavuah applies to both of them, even where it's a truthful claim. You know, you owe me the money. He's not considered like he's totally innocent over here. Rashi says, "Kol hashneim top Rashi shneim na nenoshen ba shelo dikdek limsar mamono biyad neman ubo dechil Hashem." You decided to give the money to someone who's not a neman. Therefore, you're creating the schil Hashem over here. Ukishem mashbi enosa. When they make him swear, only they say, "Heavy odea shelo daitcha son your das but on our das and das of Hashem das of Beisit." Lomel lemeir leachli. Why do I have to say that? Mishum kanyed Rava, because of the case of Rava's Cain. Like we said, we want to make sure this guy's not doing any tricks and any shticks. We don't care what you have in mind. We care, you know, you try to changing the meaning of words or phrases or sentence, whatever, but it goes according to what we mean. Now, we go into the next part of the Mishnah. We said, Atayna Shtei Kesef. The claim has to be when you have the Taina on the toin on the mat. The guy who's claiming against the defendant has to be that he's claiming something which is at least a value of 2 silver ma, and the guy has to be able to admit something has to be at least the value of a pruta. Amarav, kfiras taina shtei kesef, denying that has to be the amount of property that's worth 2 silver ma. And it's got to be, therefore, the property's value of 2 silver ma is more. The entire claim is to therefore be for property valued at 2 silver mos more than the admitted amount of the claim. No, the entire taina has to be 2 kesef. A few low kafar elo bepruta. So even if the defendant is only denying a pruta, velohota elo bepruta, or admits only to a pruta, chayv is going to be chayv to take the shvua, as long as the claim itself was for at least 2 mos. Amar Rava. It makes sense according to Rav. Imagine, what is Rav saying over here? He's saying that, says Rashi, Kfiras taina shtei kesef, taina detanam masnis and lav atchalas ataina kai ela akfira. It's not going on the beginning of the taina, it's going on the kfira. Shu kofer betaina shaveru levado do sapruta. Divina shtei tchilas ataina shtei kesef upruta. So it's got to be left over. He's denying at least denying that amount. So Marava, we can also see for a Mishnah like Rav, Ukrai comes to Shmuel. We have a pasuk that kind of goes according to Shmuel though. Daik of a sister comes to the Rav. The Katani says a tiny shtei kesef haodosh of a pruta v'il kfir is tiny a pruta lokatani. But the Mishnah doesn't say a denial of at least the value of a pruta is necessary and is good enough. And therefore, it's implying that 2 ma minimum applies to the denial. Utananamios of the Mishnah, but Mitzia says haodosh v'pruta. That the admission has to be like when he's about to mix us, that's when the shvuah comes in, right? Guy says, you owe me 100, he says, no, I only owe you 50. That's the one that mixes here. So that's why we're talking about over here, that the claim and the response. So it does, but pruta, we have the Mishnah says in Bava Mitzia, it's talking about different types of monetary dinim. that the value of pruta is necessary. It says, Adav b'pruta, the mission is to be for property, at least a pruta. V'ilu kfir b'pruta lo katani. It doesn't say that the denial of at least the value of pruta is necessary enough, and therefore, this goes according to Rav. Ukrai kavaseh to Shmuel, but we have psukim that actually back up Shmuel, that the entirety of it has to be, the claim has to be two pruta, even if it ends up being that the difference between them is going to be less than that. The pasuk says, ki yitein isha re'ehu, kesef okelem nishma, when a person gives his friend silver utensils to watch. And we learn these two things. Ma kelim shnayim, just kelim the smallest amount of kelim, plural is going to be two. Av kesef shnayim, ma kesef tov rechashev, just like kesef, silver has to be something which is a rechashev. Av kol tov rechashev, so to every other, the other things has to be tov rechashev. And it's like at least two ma. V'kam rechmana, pasuk says, ki hu zeh. This is it. When the shomer says swear, a shavuos, you know, a mudah b'miksas. And it's telling you that the partially admitting to a claim of two silver ma'as is going to be mechayev of the swear, even though it's for less than that amount, and that goes like Shmuel. V'humi ba'ilei. No, that pasuk is needed, lo dab b'miksas ataina, for teaching that a defendant is not going to be chayev to a shvuah unless he is moda b'miksas. Right, so we'd have to explain the verses telling us the response to the two ma'as claim. Shmuel says, k'siv hu. It says, and the pasuk is it, which is teaching that the admitted part is part of the previously cited thing of tuma. Uksiv zeh, right? So that the total claim need only has to be tumos. Uksiv zeh, and it also says zeh. Dikaf miksas wa odu miksas chayev, which is telling you that if he's modu miksas, he's going to be chayev to swear. V'rav chad lo da b'miksas ataina. So basically one step earlier, Shmuel's saying, as long as it's two in the beginning, I don't care about anything else. So Rav chad lo da b'miksas ataina. One word is necessary to teach that he's not going to be chayev unless it's a shvuah that's a mother b'miksas. V'chad lo da b'min ataina. The other one is to teach that there's got to be admitting of the same type of the claim, right? So there's no extra words over here, which is going to learn out that it can be less than two ma. So Shmuel, lav memela shamas mina, dechastra la taina. Yeah, it's true, these two words are needed to teach these two laws that we said over here, but you don't, but don't you learn out from the pasuk that, just like read the pasuk itself, it doesn't have to be for two ma's. Dechastra la taina, because the original claim mentioned in the Torah is now lacking the part that he was moda, so that it clearly doesn't equal two mos. So what you gonna do with that, Rav? It just has to be two. Ella melacha Rav. What Rav would say back is, Rav will respond. Kesef ki asa meikara. When it says kesef, silver, originally coming to mention lekfiru hudas. It's coming to talk about the denial and not the total value. Dim kain, if it were that silver is coming to teach the value, kesef. It's not coming for the dinyan of the taina, should be at least for the dinyan of the kfira. Shmuel Omer Lecha, he says back, right, and therefore it has to be the full amount of the kfira itself. It's got to be two. Shmuel says, "Ikas rachmana kelim, would say kelim lo kosef kasef." No, that I've been never thought. My kelim shneim, av kol shneim, av adav chashav lo beinan. Doesn't have to be like something like silver. It doesn't need two. Kamash malan. Therefore, it has to say silver to tell you that would apply as well. And it's not extra value. You can't use it to teach. It's got to be the denial. It's got to be at least two mos, two silver mos. Just as with the entirety, has to be two silver mos. The entirety of the discussion. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. Continue on, God willing, next time, going back and forth with Rav and Shmuel to see who is the winner. Until then, I want to wish you all a great, great day.